Okay, and welcome back to Let's Talk. We have some other friends, a lot of local friends here today. Ibi Ikotedem is here. Hello, Ibi. How are you?
Hi, Andy. So good to be back.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
And, well, we've been here before, but we're not talking about food today.
No, absolutely not.
We have other more important things.
Well, maybe.
Well, maybe some food, too. Oh, maybe a little bit.
You've been here early. You've been here at the start of the program. You've been involved in a lot of food conversations.
That's right. Yeah. There will be food at this event, but also here today, our other friends, Brad Powell, the Hunter County NAACP president, and Tony Parker, councilman. And we're talking about the big Juneteenth event taking place June 21st. So you want to start off telling us about when and where?
Yes, absolutely. So it's an honor to be back here with my friends, Tony and Brad. So we are having this is our second year having the Juneteenth event in Hunterdon County. We are going to have it at the Stangle Stage on June 21st, which is this Saturday.
Right.
And it's going to be an amazing event. We have so much lined up. We have Uko Africana, a mother-daughter gig, the dance African performers from New York. We have the Underground Rats, a band.
Okay.
That is coming to perform.
I was going
to
say, is that a band, a performance
it's
group?
A band.
Or are there actually
it's a band. It's a band. They are going to entertain us. We have speakers. We have activities for children. And of course, did you mention food?
Of course,
we are going to have food.
Okay.
So, yes, it's going to be a lot of fun to celebrate Juneteenth event for 2025.
Okay. And so, Tony, what's your role in this?
So my role is to support this, right, from the borough council standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the borough council standpoint. We, you know, one of the things is we like inclusion, and I'm really big on inclusion and diversity. And this is certainly one of those things that includes everyone because it's about American history.
Right.
Not just not one part of history, but a total American history.
Absolutely.
And it's also because a lot of people don't really know what Juneteenth is, although it's been celebrated and people have the day off, so to speak.
Right.
So I think it's getting people immersed into really what it's about, and you know, that's I feel like that's one of council's responsibilities is to open the door for opportunity and open the door for learning.
Right. And Brad, how is what is your involvement here?
As president of the Hunterdon County NAACP, we are sponsoring or helping to sponsor this activity.
Okay.
The celebration, Juneteenth. It's a wonderful activity, our opportunity for the community to come and learn about Juneteenth and its importance to the Black community of Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's really great, and it's one of the things what I find humorous about Juneteenth for me is I grew up in Texas, and I think I mentioned this last year when y'all were here. I was taught about Juneteenth 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a part of the education program in the schools, and we were all taught that day and what happened on that day, and I guess it's not surprising given Juneteenth actually was located in Texas because of the bit that happened in Texas. But, you know, it's great that there is now some momentum, Tony, and like you mentioned, it's part of American history. And, you know, is it your sense, Brad, that we are getting better understanding of what this holiday is and what the significance of this day means now than as a nation have begun to celebrate it?
Yes, I think so. I think it's important that we begin to understand it because understanding each other allows us to give empathy to each other. Whereas if we don't understand each other, then we remain strangers and it's hard to build community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
I think understanding each other, let me add to that, is being able to accept each other.
Right.
Because when you understand each other, you begin to truly appreciate what we stand for, what we believe, because at the end of the day, what makes us different is not a big deal, you know. We are stronger together, you know, when we celebrate what makes us different. And Juneteenth is like Tony said, is American history.
Right.
It's not Black history, it's part of American history. Mm-hmm. And I would like to talk about what Juneteenth is really about.
Yes, you know? But before you do, Bill mentioned that he learned about this growing up in Texas.
Yes.
I mentioned this last time you guys were on. I grew up in New Jersey, never heard of Juneteenth till maybe just a few years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And New Jersey was the last northern state to outlaw slavery. It's like, it was like, how did I not know about this?
That is what you said. Yeah.
It's like, you know.
I don't think that that's necessarily just in New Jersey. I mean, as a kid, I didn't hear about Juneteenth, quite honestly, right? Because in New Jersey, you didn't hear about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You also didn't hear that we were the last state to emancipate, right? So we didn't know any of this. I mean, I grew up in a family where my dad was very much into Black history and into the... to the movement of the 60s, right? So I knew bits and pieces, but I still had never heard of Juneteenth.
Right.
When you go to Ohio, you never heard of Juneteenth. So it's not just, but when I lived in Texas for a very short period of time, and everybody kept saying, we have tomorrow off, and it's like, what? And they said, yeah, it's Juneteenth. It's like, okay, so what is Juneteenth?
Wow. Yeah.
And a huge celebration. And I was like, oh, okay, well... And I came back and still never heard of it. No one ever talked about it. Yeah.
Right. But now we will learn about it.
Yeah.
So basically, Juneteenth, a lot of people wonder why the name Juneteenth. So it's interesting to know that the name Juneteenth is also known as Emancipation Day, a Freedom Day, which takes place annually on June 19th. So the holiday is a combination of the word June and 19th. Mm-hmm. And Juneteenth is a holiday that celebrates the freedom of the slaves in the United States in 1865. So it takes us back to 1862, the emancipation issued by Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
On January 1st, 1862, the order was sent into effect. However, the slaves were not set free in the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then on June 18th, 1865, the Union Army arrived in Texas. On June 19th, 1865, the General Gordon Gardner announced that the slaves in Texas were free by order of the President of the United States. The first Juneteenth celebration took place the very next year, and the annual celebration began to spread throughout Texas and surrounding states.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, Juneteenth became an official state holiday and tradition in Texas. And in 2021, it became a national holiday in the United States.
Mm.
So there you have it.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Took way too long.
So for me, what all this means to me is that Juneteenth speaks to us about the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it also speaks to us about where we are today. It is just a celebration of the past, the present, and the future.
Mm-hmm.
A resilient of the history, you know, of the people.
Yes.
Celebrating the past, the voices that no matter what cannot be dimmed.
Right.
You know, we are here, we stand strong, we are still standing, and it needs to be seen, it needs to be heard, it needs to be celebrated.
Right.
And it is not just for a Black thing, it is a community event that needs to be celebrated, and you know, for unity, and it's a total diversity event. So I ask everybody to come out and celebrate diversity.
Right.
And I think we need it in Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. So to that event, now that we're ready for a party, what are we going to do? Ivy, tell us about it.
Yes.
So, oh my goodness. So before I even move into what we are going to do, this year's event is just amazing. Remember, we just started last year?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of sponsors that have been so amazing that without that, we wouldn't have been able to do this.
Okay.
The NAACP is a major sponsor. Princeton Friends School is a sponsor. ShopRite in Flemington is our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Lowe's is our sponsor. Costco is our sponsor.
Wow.
Hunterdon County Anti-Racism Coalition is our sponsor. Flemington is our sponsor. BJ's is our sponsor.
Wow.
Evan Everest is our sponsor. We have so many sponsors. I don't want to lose out on anybody because it's been a lot of work, you know. Bezel Bandwagon in Flemington is our sponsor,
okay. You know.
So it's just been Lowe's in Flemington is our sponsor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have made this year's event amazing. So we are going to have a lot of dances and we are going to have jollof rice. Hello.
Okay.
We are going to have jollof rice. We are going to have plantains. We are going to have jerk chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have some vendors to show up with some artifacts, some African things,
right. You
know, some children's activities.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have the band and a lot of dancing, a lot of performers and songs. So, yes, it's a perfect community event, family-friendly community event for everybody.
Right.
There's something for everyone.
Yes, any age is accepted.
Every age is accepted, yes.
And this takes place June 21st at Stangle Stage.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and starts...
I cannot forget Flemington Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They are a major sponsor.
A sponsor, too?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And so June 21st, what time does it start?
It starts at 4:30 to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Jay-Z Acupuncture. I will not forget people that have sponsored us.
Don't want to forget them.
I don't want to be in trouble. I need them next year.
I think you'll be in trouble.
We will have a board. We are going to have them in a big banner to tell them thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for making this event possible.
Right. Okay. Tell us about, we'll get to the food later. Tell us about the music first. A couple different bands you have?
So we just have this one band.
Oh, okay. And the name?
And the name is the Underground Rats.
Underground Rats.
So they play this kind of funk, African funk and jazz and Caribbean kind of music.
Okay.
It's a combination of everything that takes us back to Afro-Africana, to the Caribbean kind of music. So mm-hmm. if we ask everybody to be comfortable with your dancing shoes,
okay,
and come and move, you know, and then
okay.
we will have a DJ too,
all right,
that will play in between.
Mm-hmm.
So the band is going to play it two segments,
right,
two 30-minute segments, you know. So yes, and then in between we're going to have different events and we'll have a little bit of fashion show.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Show a little bit of African outfit and things like that to take us back to our roots.
Okay. And Brad and Tony will be in the fashion show.
Oh, Brad! Tony is speaking.
No. Will you
Tony,
be in the fashion show?
Tony, who knows?
Slow me down. Slow me down.
Who knows? Maybe Tony will be there.
There
he can
goes.
Never know. So Tony
you've
is.
You've opened up a door.
Tony is our speaker, and so is Brad.
Okay.
So,
right.
You know. Yeah. It'd be nice to come and hear what they would say.
I agree to be fashionable.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
There you
in
go.
Dancing.
And then, you see?
Okay.
So it's going to be a good event.
Right.
What kind of, Brad, what kind of things does the NAACP have planned in terms of, I mean, obviously this is a lot of fun and it's a celebration and it is a party, but people should know what they're celebrating. They should understand why it's a party. Mm-hmm. Is the NAACP planning any kind of events to help people understand better what this day is about and why it's so important?
Yes, we'll have a small presentation, and I use the operative word small because it is mostly a celebration. But we're on because we love the idea of supporting this event because it highlights democracy. And when the least of us have an opportunity to participate in democracy, it bodes well for every single group. So everyone come out, support the enfranchisement of Black people in America receiving emancipation. And it's a great show. It's very similar for the African-American community, July 4th. So, you know, you celebrate America's independence, but we celebrate African-American independence on Juneteenth. So very similar, it's a celebration, just like every other community. And
exactly.
Every community benefits when one community achieves democracy, hard to achieves emancipation.
Right. Is there a cost involved? How much does it cost?
Oh, it's a free event.
Entirely
it's a community free event. And besides,
okay.
they will have a table for membership and to
right.
tell people
yes.
a little bit about
mm-hmm. We will be recruiting members, so please join us. And we're happy. This is our second year supporting it. And mm-hmm. IB does a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
So, and it's a lot of fun for the family.
Yep. Right. Oh, yes. I was there last year. Now, okay, we have to talk about the food.
Oh, my God, you're bringing me back to the food. So if you like spicy food, okay. something a little bit hot, look forward to the jerk chicken. Mm-hmm. If you like it mild, look forward to the curry chicken.
Okay.
You know, and then we have other things there that every member of the family will like. Just show up and see what we have.
Okay.
You know, we have plenty of water to give out for free, you know, so.
All right. And there's plenty of parking there by Stangle.
There's parking
Lots
by Stangle.
Of parking everywhere.
Yes,
yeah.
there's parking by Stangle. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's the main event for that day.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to mention that we've been doing weather forecasts like we always do at the top of the hour on every show. And Saturday looks really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have you, Tony, to thank as council president. Maybe
let's go with that.
Involved with that.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that.
Okay. But it's supposed to be a really beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's where you get sunshine, and it looks like it's going to be in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because it's a beautiful event coming.
Right.
What else do you expect?
Tony, you're
That's why we're having
time.
A lot of water.
Well, and I think it kind of coincides because there is actually a historical house tour going on that same day.
Yes.
And so it just kind of makes sense to me that both of these things are going on the same day because it's all about history.
Right.
So whether you're going to a house or whether you're going to Juneteenth and hopefully you're combining the two, I just think the stars align perfectly and this makes it even more special in the borough and bringing people from not only in the borough but outside the borough to A, discover the diversity in the borough, and B, to be introduced to the borough, and C, to be able to have fun. Mm-hmm. Just to be able to have fun. Yeah,
you have fun, and you'll be learning too. I'm sure
yes.
people
yes.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's why I think it's both together because you're learning about the houses that are built in the 1800s, and then you're learning about the whole emancipation of slavery and how that actually came about. Mm-hmm. But and I think what happens a lot of times is when you talk about educating people, people tend to pull back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what education's about. Education really is to just expose.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lecture. It's not saying you need to do this, you need to know this, but it's just exposing on here's what happened, here's how we're celebrating the closing of that chapter and the opening of this chapter. And so that's I always tell people, stop looking at things as being a lecture. It's not. It's just it's exposure.
Yes.
No. And I don't mean, and I don't want to make it sound like, Brad, are you going to be lecturing anybody on anything?
No.
The idea here, I think, is that it's like, there are a lot of things that, like, our genetics are passed on, right? Nobody thinks about anything about our genetics being passed on.
Right.
But history isn't not genetic. History is something that has to be spoken about. Mm-hmm. History is something that has to be talked about.
It has to be celebrated
about.
Yep.
So that then we remember and then we understand. So it's like that's the essence of why I'm curious about making sure that people understand what the origins of this event are about and why people are having a good time.
And the reason you want to do that is because I always say, I really want to know history, I just don't want to relive history.
Right.
Right.
And so
right.
that's why it's so important so you don't make the same mistakes twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I know better, I know how to do better. That's kind of where I look at it.
Right. You can learn a lot, and there's no homework involved or anything. There are no lectures.
No.
You can have fun and learn simultaneously.
Well, no, for a long, long time, I have to tell you, when I left Texas and I realized, nobody else knew what Juneteenth was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a lot of fun just walking around on Juneteenth, actually saying, "Hey, happy Juneteenth." And they would look at me like,
"What?
Oh, yeah." And I mean, it was like,
from Mars.
Oh, yeah. They're like, "What's with you, dude?" And I'm like, I was amused by it. So, no, it's not like some kind of dry piece of history. It's like, You can like know about it, and you can celebrate it, and you should understand why you celebrate. That's all. That's where I'm going.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. Is there a website or what kind of social media are you using to get the word out about this too?
So we have a Facebook event page for this year that we are posting this year. If you go on Facebook and put Juneteenth, Flemington Juneteenth, or Hunterdon County Juneteenth, it's going to pop up. Okay. And then we also have a website, which is Hunterdon Juneteenth. That will also come up. The different organizations are helping us to share it on their websites, which is also helping us to spread the information, because we really, really want at the end of this for people to go away with. For me, I have a major hope for this event. My hope at the end of this event is that this celebration, I don't want people to misunderstand it. I want people to know that at the end, this celebration is to highlight the American history, is to educate and unite a diverse community, you know, and celebrate the importance of cultural interaction and the power of inclusivity, you know, that people come together to celebrate what makes us different but unique.
After all
is said and done. So we are looking forward to receiving people, to interacting with people, to rising above what makes us different, and to enjoying together and learning one or two things.
Right. And all this information will also be on the Let's Talk WDVR Facebook page. And don't forget, everything on WDVR, every show is on the archives for 2 weeks. You can go back and catch the whole show anytime in the next 2 weeks. So, okay. And Are you going to cook anything for this, or are you?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now.
I know your background.
Spot lock. So yes,
it's only
I'm
fair.
Making the
jollof. You put Brad and Tony on the spot. Yeah, exactly. I don't know why we can't put you on the spot.
So that's putting me on the spot. You know, this is going to be potluck. So yes, I, you know, yes, jollof rice. That's fine. Spicy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
We'll do something. We'll see.
Okay.
Just come. Why don't you let me surprise you?
Okay. Yeah, that's the best way is to go and find out.
Yes,
when you're
come
there.
And find out what you're going to see.
Right. And so it's on other social media. I'll post all that, the website and Facebook, and also Hunterdonjuneteenth.
Yes. .org.
Okay.
Yes.
.org. And all right. Anything else you're looking forward to at this event now? Tony, what would you...
I'm just looking forward to people coming out and participating.
Right.
That's really what I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think one of those things, like it started last year, is this year. And I just think, you know, when you have events like this and they're just starting, it just gets better and better each year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just you add on, you add on, and you add on. So for the second year, I'm looking forward to more people coming out and joining in. I would also really, really, really encourage young people to come out.
Right.
I really do. I just think people, you know, kids and teenagers and, you know, that group, just because I think that exposure and just to have fun. You can learn and have fun at the same time.
Yes.
So, yeah. That's what my hope would be.
I think I'm adding that hope to hope that the parents will bring their kids out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because sometimes the kids are not able to come on their own.
Right.
So we're asking you to bring your kids out to come and have fun. You know, we'll have chair dancing, you know, line dance. Bring your kids, be a part of this, and let them have fun. Let them learn one or two things, because education starts from learning from your neighbors.
Right.
You know, understanding and acceptance starts from that your neighbor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, food is a conversational piece by asking me what is the recipe.
Yeah.
So come join us, and we look forward to having everyone.
Food and music and entertainment, as well
and
as
dance,
educational.
Yeah. Educational, conversational, yes.
And, anything else you want to tell us about? Now, tell us again when.
This event is coming this coming Saturday, June 21st.
Right.
Stangle Stage in Flemington. 4:30 to 8 p.m.
4:30 to 8.
We're going to have a seven-person band.
Okay.
On the Grand Rats, we're going to have Uko Africana, African dance group coming from New York. We're going to have performers, singers, spoken words, you know, and speakers and children's activities. We have something for everyone,
and it's a free
community event.
Free event,
yes.
And plenty of parking, and it doesn't matter what the weather is, it's inside.
Yes, it's going to be inside, yes.
And It's supposed weather's to be
nice. Weather's going to be nice.
Nice weather.
Excuse me, Annie. The weather is going to be nice.
Tony arranged for perfect weather.
I mean, Tony's done. Look, if Tony arranged for this, it's going to happen.
So I love it.
Okay. All right, very good. And so how many people altogether involved in like putting this together? How many people?
So I honestly, that is what I just wanted to end with. So I really thank you for mentioning this. So it's interesting that five solid people, we meet every week. We have put this together. Dr. Philomena Hengst, Tina, Eileen, Dorothy, and myself. Okay. We have put this together every single week. We meet on Wednesday evenings. And I really, really could not have done this without these women. We have printed the T-shirts, and then we have T-shirts. Oh, we will have T-shirts there for sale for people.
Oh, okay.
Juneteenth T-shirts for $15 for one. You know, we have different sizes from small to extra, extra large. You know, so yes.
Okay.
So I thank the planning committee for putting this, holding this down.
Right.
Yeah, and I know we joke with you all the time because you're such a big, colorful character that it's like, but we genuinely, honestly love you, and we appreciate all the work you put in, and it is nice that you mentioned the other women that you're working with, and the effort that they put into it as well. So you have our, you have this radio station. I'll speak for the radio station. You have the radio station's thanks for this.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you for
all you do. And thank you, Tony.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brad.
And I thank you. I thank Tony. And I thank Brad, too.
Yeah.
You know, because I know he's volunteering. Brad is going to help us to set up the stage. He's always there when I call him, you know. So, yes. I thank him,
too. And he's going to be looking fashionable.
I thank Brad, too. Yeah.
You know. Okay.
He's been so busy. Last year, he was there helping us all the way. But being the president and having to divide himself back and forth hasn't been easy.
Right.
Tony has given me leads that has been successful. So, yes, I also thank him.
Okay, so thank you very much. I be Ikoti them, Brad Powell, Hunterdon County NAACP President, and Tony Parker, local councilman. And all this information will be on the Let's Talk WDVR Facebook page later on. Thank you very much to Cindy and Joe and Kendra and Bill. And I will catch you Wednesday evening. Andy's Music Mix, my couples thing I'm going to do. Tell you more about that. You can check it out on Facebook. Stay tuned for Kathleen Connolly, the Roadrunner.
Oh, I'm over here.
Beep, beep. coming up next. Thank you. Check out Let's Talk WDVR on Facebook, and you can find all this information. And hope to see you Saturday at Stangle Stage, starting at 4:30.
4:30.
Free event, music, food, and you're going to learn a lot too.
And Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. Bye.